This is How Sabine Got Into Leia's Pants the Hard Way, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic written by Ambiguously and read by
X-Men Hater as Leia Organa,
Is Sweden as Sabine,
and Rena Jenkins as the narrator. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Leia Organa-Sabine Wren, with additional tags for Body Swap, May the 4th treat. Later, Sabine would admit that exploring the old Masasi temple without a proper guide had not been her best idea. She would not admit to another soul that her intelligence always got a little addled in the presence of a pretty face. It was true, though. Leia Organa was striking. Not just generically beautiful like a lot of the highbrow formal ladies tended to be, but attractive like a fierce storm. Leia believed in the rebellion as fervently as Hera did, and burned with the force of her own convictions, and how was Sabine supposed to resist? Of course she'd agreed to explore the ruins with Leia. Who could blame her? Scratch that. Everyone she knew, and plenty of people she didn't know, were going to blame her for this. She should have insisted on carrying the special equipment the archaeological teams recommended. She should have kept her comlink open in case of trouble instead of shutting it off to get some private time with Leia. She shouldn't have pushed her nose into the unexplored rooms, showing off to impress her and looking for a quiet spot where they might return later for Sabine to impress her with a different set of skills. She shouldn't have picked up the weird artifact they found. And Leia shouldn't have grabbed it from her as Sabine fumbled her hold. Later, she would berate herself. Rule number one while exploring weird old temples while alone with your new crush was never touch any artifacts you do not recognize. Her own face stared back at her, the current shades of her hair reminding her it was time to pick her next color before her roots came in and ruined the effect. Her eyes were wide and worried. There was a joke to be made here about her attempt to get into Leia's pants. Wearing Sabine's face, Leia asked,
"Do my teeth really look like that?"
Sabine blinked. Then she chuckled a little. This was bad, but the princess wasn't panicking, and Sabine would definitely not lose her cool in front of her.
I always thought you had a great smile.
That's a yes,
Leia said, and her smile looked strange on Sabine's face.
This is weird, but not insurmountable. We're the same species and the same sex. Imagine if you'd swapped with one of your friends.
Sabine's eyes got big with that thought, and she was rewarded with another amused smile.
Let's not imagine that. Ever. Should we touch it again to switch back?
Makes sense.
Leia bent down to where she dropped it.
It doesn't look broken.
She placed a hand on the artifact, and after a moment, so did Sabine. They stared at each other. Their own faces continued to stare back.
I should have guessed that wouldn't work. Not with our luck.
Maybe there's a particular operation.
Sabine picked it up, examining the different sides. She'd lifted it by the handle when she was showing off.
I can't read the carvings. You?
She handed it over, hoping they'd swap back as she did. In Sabine's body, Leia frowned over the faded markings.
Not a language I know. There's a chance your Jedi friend might be able to help. The Masasi had dealings with them.
Her imagination turned the page.
Swear to me we won't tell Ezra about this. He will never stop laughing at either of us.
Leia twisted her face. Sabine was rapidly coming to realize she wore a lot of expressions she never knew she was making.
Agreed.
She stowed the artifact under her arm.
Let's go.
They made their way back down the strange temple, whose architecture didn't always fit the normal set of dimensions Sabine was used to. She'd love a chance to come back here with pencils and sketch out the odd angles and switchbacks that tugged at her eye. She glanced down at Leia's hand, clenching and unclenching at Sabine's thought. She had trained her own fine muscles to draw and paint. If they were stuck this way, it might take a while to retrain a new body. If they were stuck this way, her artwork would be the least of her problems. but it would be the one she worried about most.
My parents are going to be furious,
Leia said.
They've always protected me a little too much. They tell me not to wander off, not to say anything dangerous to the Imperials, not to talk about the Force. I'm going to take Father's Senate seat in the new term, and they don't want me to do anything. Your family lets you fight.
Mandalorian, in my clan, you learn to shoot a blaster by the time you can walk.
I can shoot a blaster. I'm pretty good at it, too. I don't know why my parents are afraid to let me.
Sabine shrugged.
You're an adult now. Tell them you think you can handle it. Tell them you feel it's your sworn duty.
Leia looked at her weirdly, out of Sabine's own eyes.
That sounds strange in my voice, but I like it.
They neared the inhabited parts of the temple where the rebellion was setting up their new base. They passed other rebels, who nodded at Sabine with more respect than they usually did. Everyone knew and liked the princess. They tolerated the screw-ups from Phoenix Squadron. Speaking of, they ran into Ezra and Zeb helping AP-5 load food crates. Before Leia could open Sabine's mouth, Sabine tugged at her free hand.
You said you were going to show me your ship.
What?
Sabine tilted her head toward the ghost.
You said you had cool paintings in your room.
Right! Let me show you.
They boarded the ship, and Sabine led Leia to her cabin, shutting the door.
I thought we were going to find the other Jedi.
We are? How are you going to explain what we've got? Kanan can't see the symbols?
Leia glanced down at the artifact in her hands.
That's going to make reading them a lot harder. Do you have a computer terminal? Maybe there have been other archaeological digs. We might be able to crack this on our own.
Sabine had access to the ship's library from here. Her typical searches weren't much different, exploring art styles from various cultures, past and present. She started a search, linking up to the base computer.
This could take a while. What should we do in the meantime? What am I going to tell the team why you're here?
Leia glanced around herself, nodding with approval at Sabine's work. A warm feeling grew inside her as Leia examined the work with a keen, appreciative eye. She'd studied art.
Show me your paintings. If your friends ask why I'm here, tell them the truth. We went out exploring together because I wanted an excuse to spend time alone with you. Then I got into your pants.
She smiled with Sabine's mouth and twinkled with Sabine's eyes. And suddenly, Sabine didn't mind their predicament at all.
The end!
Aww, so cute. And just in time, this is about to start melting all over my finger.
Oh no!